The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, ICGLR, to hold an extraordinary meeting in Livingston to deliberate on the deteriorating security and humanitarian situation in the Eastern DRC. Human Rights Commission urges compliance with Access to Information Act ahead of deadline. In international news, Ivorian government resigns after ruling party's landslide win. And in sports news, Hachipuku Sakuaha joined Trident.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanja Malinga. The International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, ICGLR, will hold an extraordinary meeting of the Committee of Ministers of Defense on 10th January 2026 in Livingston to deliberate on the deteriorating security and humanitarian situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and its wider regional implications. This important gathering brings together the 12 ICGLR member states, namely Angola, Burundi, Central African Republic, Congo, DRC, Kenya, Rwanda, South Sudan, Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia. The extraordinary meeting seeks to forge a unified and coordinated regional response in line with the ICGLR Pact on Security, Stability, and Development and the Protocol of Non-Aggression and Mutual Defense. Ministers of Defense will assess the security and humanitarian situation on the ground, review the formulation of the Expanded Joint Verification Mechanism Plus, EJVM Plus, and the terms of reference of the Ceasefire Oversight and Monitoring Mechanism signed in Doha, Qatar, on 14th October 2025 between the government of DRC and the AF/M23. The EJVM Plus is designed to serve as the operational body of the Ceasefire Oversight and Monitoring Mechanism agreed in Doha. It operates within the current ICGLR, EJVM, with the inclusion of balanced representation from the FARDC and the FAC/M23, supported by MONUSCO for logistical support. In accordance with ICGLR statutory procedure, the Ministers of Defense meeting will be preceded by an extraordinary meeting of the Specialized Committee of Defense Experts on 8th January 2026 and an extraordinary meeting of the Chiefs of Defense Forces and Staff on 9th January 2026, both held in Livingston. The meetings will bring together defense representatives of the ICGLR member states, officials of the ICGLR secretariat, including the ICGLR Expanded Joint Verification Mechanism, EJVM, and the ICGLR Joint Intelligence Fusion Center, JIFC. In a separate development, the Human Rights Commission, HRC, is urging all information holders to intensify efforts towards full compliance with Access to Information ATI Act No. 24 of 2023 before the two-year compliance period ends on June 26, 2026. The Commission Chairperson, Dr. Pamela Sambo, has therefore warned that at the expiry date, the Commission will enforce administrative penalties against information holders that fail to comply with the provisions of the ATI Act. Dr. Sambo recalled that after extensive stakeholder consultations and validation processes, the Access to Information Regulations issued under Statutory Instrument No. 56 of 2025 were published in the Government Gazette on 29th August 2025 pursuant to Act 40 of the ATI Act. Additionally, she has said that on 5th December 2025, the Commission published the Access to Information Guidelines in the Government Gazette through Gazette Notice No. 1624 of 2025 in accordance with Section 8 of the ATI Act. Dr. Sambo has indicated that these regulations and guidelines are intended to help information holders understand and fulfill their obligations under the ATI Act, while also guiding information requesters on their rights and procedures for accessing information.
Pursuant to Section 41 of the Access to Information Act, information holders were granted a two-year progressive compliance period running from 25th June 2024 to 25th June 2026 to align their systems, processes, and records management practices with the requirements of the Access to Information Act. The purpose of this compliance period is to afford information holders adequate time to organize, maintain, and make information accessible in formats that facilitate every person's constitutional right to access information. At the very minimum, information holders are required to proactively disclose basic institutional information, either electronically through digital platforms or in print. At the expiry of the compliance period on 25th June 2026, the Commission shall commence the enforcement of administrative penalties.
In a separate development, former Chifuna Wuli, Member of Parliament for Ndemecha, says Zambians must count the country's economic gains and avoid experimenting with what he describes as fragile political alliances ahead of the 2026 general elections. Mr. Mecha says the withdrawal of the Patriots for Economic Progress from the Tonse Alliance is clear evidence that the opposition is divided and lacks the capacity to govern. He says Per President Sean Tembo, in a letter dated 7th January 2026, cited constant squabbles, bickering and procrastination among senior members of Tonse, a situation that has undermined public confidence in the alliance. The former lawmaker notes that the admission did not come from the ruling UPND, but from the founder of Tonse himself. He has contrasted the opposition's internal problems with what he calls growing economic stability under President Hakainde Hichilema, stating that the UPND government inherited a distressed economy marked by heavy debt, a weakening kwacha, arrears and shortages of fuel, fertilizer and electricity. According to Mr. Mecha, debt restructuring, stabilization of the kwacha, renewing mining investments, reforms in the energy sector and improvements at the Food Reserve Agency show that the country is on a recovery path. He says leadership must first demonstrate unity and discipline internally, adding that an alliance that cannot manage its own affairs cannot be trusted to run the country. He has since urged Zambians to protect the economic progress made so far and make informed choices as the 2026 elections approach. In another development, Movement for Good Governance leader Binwa Mpundu has criticized the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, over what he describes as political dishonesty on the question of youth, women and differently abled persons' inclusion in parliament, insisting that genuine inclusion is driven by political will, not constitutional amendments. Speaking during an interview, Mr. Mpundu argued that prior to the enactment of Bill 7, Zambian law already allowed young people, women and differently abled persons to contest and sit in parliament. What was missing, he said, was the commitment by political parties to deliberately adopt such candidates. He said the ruling party is failing to adopt meaningful members of women and youth and are not fielding a single candidate living with a disability despite campaigning on a platform of inclusivity. Mr. Mpundu further argued that many of the young members of parliament currently serving were elected under the old constitutional framework, proving that law reforms alone do not guarantee representation. He warned that Zambians should read between the lines and not allow themselves to be misled by political rhetoric.
The UPND are claiming they needed to include young people in governance in parliament. That's why they needed to change the law. If indeed they were committed to that assertion, there is a by-election in Chawama. They could have demonstrated just in Chawama, because Chawama came a few weeks or a few days after passing Bill 7. If indeed they were committing or they were committed to embracing the disabled, the youth and the women, they could have picked a disabled in Chawama. They could have picked a youth or they could have picked a woman. What did they do? They still went back to the same old ways of picking the fossils. Now, me, I am only